Have you ever found yourself rushing through a meal or multitasking while eating and then realizing you finished your meal without even tasting it? You're not alone. Prioritizing mindful eating can not only improve your health, but also transform your relationship with food. Welcome to the Healthier You podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Williams, and today I'm talking with Dr. Darren Young, a board-certified internal medicine physician here at Kaiser Permanente, to discuss tips for mindful eating and how being more present at mealtime can improve digestion, reduce stress, and even help with weight management. Dr. Young, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Okay, so let's start with the basics, Dr. Young. What exactly is mindful eating?
Yeah, mindful eating means being aware of what you're eating and how it makes you feel. It's about using your senses to fully experience your food, including how the food looks, smells, tastes, and feels. It's about slowing down and tuning in so you can make healthier choices, improve digestion, and truly enjoy your meals.
I see. So it's not just about what we're eating, but how we're eating it.
Exactly. It's about reestablishing a connection to your food. By eating mindfully, we can listen to our body's signals of hunger and fullness, and we can also become more aware of our emotional relationship with food.
So what are some benefits of mindful eating?
One of the biggest benefits of mindful eating is we actually enjoy our food more, but in smaller amounts. Mindful eating can improve digestion too. So when you eat slowly and chew your food properly, it helps your body break down food more effectively. Another big benefit is weight management. By paying attention to how full you feel and tuning into your hunger signals, you're less likely to overeat. Mindful eating also helps to reduce cravings and emotional eating because you're more attuned to your body's needs rather than using food to cope with stress or emotions.
I love that mindful eating can actually help with stress and weight management. Can you tell us some practical tips on how to get started?
Definitely. So one thing you want to do is to slow down. By slowing down, you can recognize when your body is full. This can help you to avoid overeating, which can naturally support weight loss. Try chewing each bite 20 to 30 times and really savor the flavors. If you're eating with others, have a conversation instead of just focusing on anything else. Eliminate distractions. So try to avoid eating in front of the TV, while working, or scrolling through your phone. These distractions can lead to mindless eating where you're not aware of how much you're consuming. Set aside time to eat without multitasking. Engaging your senses too. So before you take a bite, look at the food. Notice its colors, textures, and smells. This engages your senses and makes you more present with your meal. And the more engaged you are, the more you'll appreciate the food. Pay attention to whether you are still hungry or if you're full, and try to plan out smaller meals throughout the day. So between busy work and family schedules, you might find yourself eating only one or two big daily meals instead of spreading out your eating over a full day. People often feel like they don't have enough time to sit down and enjoy a meal, but even taking just 5 to 10 minutes to focus on your meal and slowing down can make a big difference. If you're short on time, consider eating yogurt, some fruit, and a handful of nuts to carry you over, so you don't go too long without eating and going into the next meal ravenous and overeating.
That's such great practical advice. I think a lot of us feel busy with our workday and our families, and trying to find just at least 5 minutes to set aside to actually enjoy your meal is just great advice. Does it matter what type of food that you're eating?
Yes. You want to try to choose healthy food options. Avoid processed foods and opt for wholesome, satisfying foods like fruit and veggies. They taste great, help boost your vitamins, minerals, and fiber intake, and may even help to reduce stress and ward off depression too. Even some small swaps in your day can make a big difference.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Young, for this amazing information. We learned a lot about the benefits of mindful eating. Here are the top takeaways. 1, take time to be more present and enjoy your food. 2, try to eliminate distractions. Avoid watching television, scrolling on your phone while eating. 3, slow down so your brain can keep up with your stomach. Put your fork down between bites and focus on the flavor. 4, stop when you're full to avoid overeating. And 5, focus on healthy and nutritious foods versus processed foods. The more that you can do to slow down and focus slowly on the process of eating and listen to your body, the greater satisfaction you'll experience from your food and make healthier choices. For more information about lifestyle medicine from our experts, visit kp.org/doctor and listen to more episodes of Healthier You wherever you get your podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with others who may find it helpful. From all of us at Kaiser Permanente, be well.